choose to listen for the rhythm in our breathing choices. I choose to hear the suffering beneath the hate. Insecurities we all feel on the crowded Q train as we cross the bridge and glance over at our missing skyline. All this talk of the big bad media, the official encyclopedia of his black-white, good-evil story, full of holes and spoken insecurities we all feel. Soldiers killed on the front page of the New York Times, and back on page 18, 100 Palestinians killed during the same time. Whose story is being told? Whose story is being sold on the 10 o'clock blues? Yes, we are a generation raised on media, an image nation that sees the slanted views, the many truths. Yeah, buy sweatshop shoes. Boycott culture tells me not Nike, not Gap, not Starbucks. I choose to listen for the rhythm in our breathing choices. I choose to hear the suffering beneath the hate. Anti, but what should I buy? You see, resistance is a powerful word. We say refuse and resist, and so we resist the media, we resist the corporations, we resist the terrorists, the president. But somehow the big bad they persists, seems almost growing in its power to exist. And in some way, maybe we like our enemy, big, bad, and evil, because then we are clearly the good, the righteous, the justified, in the cycle of violence. Good, evil, wrong, right, man, woman, gay, straight. You see, this divided dichotomy doesn't work for me. Of course, there's more than two sides, more than truth or lies, in these emerging stories of our connected lives. I choose to listen for the rhythm in our breathing choices. I choose to hear the suffering beneath the hate. And so as the machine turns on, I ask, what's it really gonna take for a breakthrough? Is there a global market for a conscious America? I'm thinking multiplicity, polyamory. I'm thinking diverse democracy and omnisexuality. I'm thinking it's time we take this spoken word to the visual memory of our glazed masses, fill our half-empty televised glasses with 100% reality. We've already got the digital lens of mind shifting, fingers typing, and files bouncing around post-Napster networks that share music and media in these times where authentic language still struggling to be heard. I choose to listen for the rhythm in our breathing choices. I choose to hear the suffering beneath the hate. Along with poems, we need to speak images like words, photos like phrases, make our audio visual to cure the cultural diseases. Write new systems that construct collective wisdom, connect waterways of thought like an economic aqueduct. Because we need to make billboards and digital theaters. We gotta rhyme and value and figures, distribute commercials that break through, that interrupt this message, and inspire not only our friends, but our parents. because when our profits are pawned through industries that divide wealth, invest in stealth, we gotta make systems with integrity of self. The voices spoken, feedback given to the ones who wrote them, money and health to the folks who've been broken. Yes, I choose to listen for the rhythm in our breathing choices. I choose to hear the suffering beneath the hate, the missing pieces of mom or dad, insecurities we all feel, the love that is real, but seems hard to express on a crowded Q train as we cross the bridge and glance over at our missing. I choose to listen for the rhythm in our breathing choices. I choose to hear the suffering beneath the hate,